This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
The medium market personality Marconi goes to Kevin Miller, KIDOAM, Boise, Idaho.
Fighting for Idaho.
I just want to say to all of you, thank you for believing in radio and local radio. I want to thank Town Square Media. I want to thank Kevin Godwin. I want to thank all my listeners.
Fighting for you.
But in reality, this award is about all of you that believe in radio, that believe in touching people's lives. God bless you all. Thank you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Coming up, we will have our two politicos going at it. And we will open up the phone lines to you at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. It's a segment we call Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Hit me with your best shot.
And in one corner, we have the astute political correspondent, the man from the establishment, Dustin Cook. In the other corner, China Gum, the grassroots champion. Both have worked in politics and are politicos for many, many years. In fact, the brilliance of Dustin being our political correspondent, we have to basically thank China for that. You did get Dustin into politics.
I did, and I regret it.
So this is kind of like the mentor and the student here. Do you think that essentially that you can whoop your student, the man that you brought into politics, you're going to have to embarrass and humiliate him today?
Not only will I whoop Dustin, but I would also whoop anybody else from the establishment.
Wow! Now,
those
Dustin,
are big words, Kevin.
Now, Dustin, are you intimidated by China's statement that she will wipe the floor up with you?
I am not.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, before we get to our first statement here, we go to Mike in Caldwell, who's been very patient. Mike, good morning. You're on 580 KIDO.
Hey, Kevin. It's been a while since I last called.
Oh, good old Mike. How are you and your daughter doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Things are, like, looking up. They're getting better on me. So, I gave it a few months out there because I had a feeling that, you know, you had that Marconi in the bag and you didn't need me on the phone here, you know, ruining it for you.
You would never ruin it. How's your health?
It's good. It's good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Now, do you have a statement? Because I've got these two people that are literally chomping at the bit to beat each other up on the air for our entertainment only, Mike.
Okay. Like I said, it's been a while since I've been on here. So exactly what is going on here? Because
you wanted to talk about the gays.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I've never been married, okay?
So, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Oh, exactly. But I've never really had any firsthand experience with it, so I don't know enough about it to make an opinion on, you know, the marriage thing. You've been married, so I'll ask you
a few times.
First of all,
wait a minute. Let's ask the host. Look, I got these guys going. Can you call me back? Maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, brother.
All right.
All right. Our great friend Mike from Caldwell. Glad to have him back into the fold. All right. Let's start. Let's start with China here at 580 KIDO. Your thoughts on the governor's race, and is the governor in trouble?
I don't know if the governor is in trouble.
Well, we all know that, let's be honest here. Is the governor in trouble?
I think.
Do you agree with my statement that the governor is in trouble?
No. I think the governor is vulnerable, but I wouldn't say that he's in trouble. And I have not seen any numbers to prove that either way.
The governor is in trouble because he's been outspent by A.J. Belukov, $500,000 to $121,000 in television ads. He has the outreach to the grassroots community. And you have the idea that everybody agrees, including the governor, that the Republican Party is not unified. And you say he's not in trouble.
I think he's vulnerable, but I don't know that he's in trouble.
Now, are you running for office?
Should I?
Apparently, that's the answer you got. Now, let me go to Dustin. Is the governor in trouble?
Kevin, I don't believe so. I will tell you this. The one thing that you see out there right now.
What's that, Ray? Get the blood pressure medicine ready. It's not going according to plan. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I think if you look at any race when it comes to the state politics, you have to run like you're 10 points behind, Kevin. And in any race, even China will tell you, even in the Raul race, Raul was outspent quite a bit by his opponent, and he still won handedly in that election. So, no, just because an opponent is spent out 5-1, 3-1 does not matter. It's grassroots efforts. It's getting out the vote. And honestly, my biggest concern is...
Okay, let's not filibuster here. Let's continue on with this. Folks, what we're going to try to do is get to the honest answers here. They both want to talk about the answers. They're afraid to say it here at 580KIDO. Let's say this. Is the Republican Party unified?
No, it's not.
How can then the governor not be in trouble? And here's the issue I have. And let me go back to Dustin here, so we'll give him the fairness of the surprise questions. The governor won the primary with 51% of the vote against Senator Fulcher, who was outspent, outgunned, and, look, certainly not outworked, thanks to our friend next to you, China. 51% for a third term. Here are the issues. Address them one at a time. You have, even as allies talk about it, otter fatigue. You have A.J. Belukov spending big money. You have the anger of the conservatives over the health exchange and the possible expansion of Medicaid and a new fuel tax coming in. And then, to top it all off, you have the educators that are unified that they do not like this governor.
Kevin, those are all valid points you bring up that were brought up in the primary as well. As you all know, once an elected official wins in the Republican primary, you're supposed to rally around that candidate. Here in Idaho, I think we have had a lost party for the last 6 months. And I think anybody, as we all know, should unify the party. That includes anybody that ran in the primary that lost. And that's what's going to save the party here in the state, is we need to get the ones that are sitting on the sidelines to speak up and say, hey, look, we're going to win this. We're unified. Even our new executive director of the state party has said that.
In fairness to the governor, he is charismatic. He has the business community. People like him. China, your thoughts on those issues that we talked about with Dustin?
Well, first, going back to what you said about A.J. Belukov outspending Butch Otter, he has to. I mean, he's starting off with very low name ID. And any time you're running against somebody like Butch Otter, who is essentially unbeatable, everybody knows him. And like you said, he's charismatic. People like him. And in order to get over, you know, some of the things that were brought up in the primary and that the candidate Bujak perpetuates, like the cronyism, the scandals, our position in the economy and things of that nature, he has to spend a lot of money to point those out. And that's why you see Governor Otter being outspent, especially in a medium like television.
Oh, that's a good point, China. You get the point there for that one. Defender of the governor. So let's talk about the unification of the Republican Party. What's that going to take, China?
Well, it's something that I've heard Russ Fulcher continue to talk about, and it's, you know, we've got a wild card in the race right now with candidate John Bujak. He's really picked up Russ Fulcher's message, and it's made it very, very difficult for the party to unify, because that message resonates with the very conservative faction of the party. So right after the primary, when candidate John Bujak said that he would not be running if Russ Fulcher were running, that made it really hard for the governor to be able to reach out to the Russ Fulcher supporters.
How did it? How did that make it tougher there, Dustin? You agree with that statement?
Yeah, I think anytime you have a third...
So wait a minute, though. You have John Bujak, who's a flawed candidate, who has had his own problems, both with the feds and the locals. He's beaten them, but the Bar Association had some issues with him. How can this man be picking up Russ Fulcher supporters? Shouldn't Russ Fulcher be doing more for the governor?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, it'd be nice if Russ would come out and, like I said, support the party and just make a statement and say, look, we need to unite as a party and as a team and come out and say we need to unify the party. I mean, that's really what needs to happen here. With any third-party candidate in any election, that's always going to be dangerous. You'll have anybody tell you that. You can look at the race. Even the first congressional race 4 or 5 years ago, you get 4 or 5 candidates in there.
Right,
you always
let's do this. Let's have a moratorium on the first congressional references. With all due respect, that's something that will never happen again. Something that will never happen again, okay? Let's just be honest on that. That was and this young lady can certainly attest to the work it took to make that happen, but, you know, everybody keeps talking about that as if that could happen again. If that were the case, we'd be talking about Russ Fulcher right now, wouldn't we?
We
wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Okay, so back to where we are now. I'm going to take on the two panelists here, which I guess this is what it's become at 580 KIDO. By the way, you're welcome to come in at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. You both have just told me that the governor is not in trouble. And maybe those are words. Maybe the governor should be concerned. But then you've defined the candidacy, the real-world candidacy, of Mr. Bujak, who is appealing to, for lack of a better term, alienated Russ Fulcher supporters. Mm-hmm. So do we want to revise our statements concerning this election?
Well, I think what I'm trying to explain is that the wild card is John Bujak, and if he's able to get a larger percent of the vote than normally a third-party candidate would, then that could spell trouble. It remains to be seen at this point how well John Bujak is doing. We just simply don't know. All I know, what I'm hearing on the ground, is that people are really resonating with his message.
Is that his message is so strong, Dustin, or does the governor have issues? Now, one thing we'll say about Governor Otter is that no one will ever outwork him.
No, I think
he was out in Star 2 weeks ago putting up his own campaign signs.
Yeah, I think anytime you have a third-party candidate, you just have to be careful and see how much leverage they have. I mean, that's just in any election. So, you know, when you have a libertarian, when you have a constitutionalist, you just have to look and see. Those guys typically get anywhere between 5% and 7%, possibly.
That could be the election in this case.
Maybe, but it all depends on who comes out to vote. Again, my biggest concern in this election is voter apathy.
Well, you have that's Otter fatigue.
No, I would not call that Otter fatigue. I'm just talking
about
Tom
Luna himself has said it's Otter fatigue.
Well, okay, so this is an off-year election. It's a non-presidential election year.
I feel like I'm in a political science class.
The turnout is usually lower. The electorate is usually a little bit older than presidential election years. So it's just different.
All right, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We go to the calls. Ron Paul Jim for Dustin and China and Dustin, here at 580-KIDO.
Good morning. First of all, you know, the election in this state is the primary. But isn't it up to the governor to unite the disenfranchised party members? You know,
like Ron Paul Jim.
Yeah. There is quite a difference in party platforms between someone like Russ Fulcher. It shouldn't be his job to surrender his ideals, which resonate with nearly half of the Republican Party or base. And the fact that he lost, just to me, you know, if you were, I honestly think that the primary process is absolutely corrupted.
All right, Ron Paul Jim, thank you for the call. Let's go back to a statement by Congressman Labrador that he did say after the primary, and you both will know this better than I, that there need to be concessions from the governor and the establishment. You agree with that statement based on the primary?
Well,
concessions to the grassroots?
Well, I think when you talk about concessions, what do you mean exactly, Kevin?
Look, if you don't know, China, go ahead, please. Look, I feel like I'm in law school here. Reform of the health exchange, no Medicaid expansion, no additional fuel tax, real wages. I mean, I can go on and on. I mean, hold on, back to you. So Congressman Labrador, the standard bearer, as you've said, the guy who we've all go back to the election of 2010. It was 2010, right? Okay, 2010, said there need to be concessions after the convention. You love the politics. Do there need to be concessions of those I named off?
No. I think those things are worked out in the legislature.
All right. Finally, China. Concessions.
Well, I mean,
based on the people you're talking to.
Right. I mean, obviously, you know, that's what they want. That's what they're waiting for. But listen, what I tell people when I talk to them is that we had a very spirited primary. We already talked about cronyism. We already talked about where Idaho ranks in every economic measure. We've already talked about the scandals and all of that stuff. The people voted. They decided that Governor Otter is in charge of our party, and now we have to be all on the same team, and that's just the way primaries work.
Oh, an eagle at 580 KIDO. Good morning, O.
Hey, Kevin. I was calling about the governor's race here. And
well, I want you to give me your critique of our two panelists here. I think they're either running to be a political scientist or to replace Alan L. Morton, attorney at law.
I think they need to ratchet up the personal insult aspect of the
I am so
contest.
With you on this.
And speaking of personal insults, calling in about this governor's race, I don't think they're factoring in the dork factor. Volukov has no chance of being the governor. He might have outspent Otter by 5-1, but you can't overcompensate for the dorkiness of this candidate. A prime example of this would be Steve Forbes would be our president if all it took was money.
Hope, growth, and opportunity. Oh, thank you for the call. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We'll continue to talk about political issues coming up. The quiz, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, continues at 580-KIDO.
Alex Jones, weekday evenings at 7. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580-KIDO, our reluctant panel continues. China Gum with us, the grassroots champion, Dustin Cook, who are you representing? You represent the governor here?
No, I'm not, Kevin. I'm representing Dustin Cook in this situation.
Dustin Cook Enterprises?
Sure.
For a good time, call Dustin?
No.
No? You don't have a good time? All right.
No, I do, but that's the wrong statement.
And here I have this, folks, they're laughing, they're giggling, as Alan L. Morton says, it's a love fest, not a debate. And I got to say this here at 580-KIDO, is this real enough for you? And I had to threaten that Tea Party Bob would come in and smack him. And they both said, Kevin, we don't fear Tea Party Bob. Am I making this up? In fact, one of the panelists said, bring him on. I've taken him on before. Is that right, Dustin?
Yes, it is.
All right. Tea Party Bob, Gem State Patriot, Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO.
You know, Kevin, I just could not resist calling in on this forum. I've been listening to your two panelists.
The love fest.
Well, they just don't seem to want to face any of the reality or the facts that are out there, and I'm kind of disappointed. You know, if you want to go out and do a commercial for the governor, don't do it in a forum like this. Let's put things on the table and tell it like it is. We've had 8 years of Governor Otter. Now, don't get me wrong. I like Governor Otter. I think he's a wonderful person.
Oh, you've sold out too now, haven't you?
Yeah, let me tell you. I'm not part of the love fest.
Everybody loves the governor.
8 years of economic activity that has been below par, if not subpar. That is not all due to the recession. That is due to decisions that have been made by the administration. We don't have an education system that's supposedly what should be one of the best around, is not producing what we want in terms of education for our kids. We've got Common Core coming in, and everybody seems to be supporting it from the administrative point of view, not the people. We've got a healthcare exchange that nobody wanted, and still to this day, people don't want. But
now, what is that, Dustin? Is there a question here? Thank you, Dustin, for that.
Right.
Dustin's calling you out, Tea Party
okay,
Bob. Now, you need to hit them both here.
The question is, how can you win an election when you have got most of the grassroots? And I will tell you, I was at a convention 2 weeks ago, and we took a poll up, the straw poll up there, and it was not a very good straw poll for the governor. He has made no concessions to any of the conservatives. They beat us up in the convention. They've beaten us up literally locally.
They took our chairman.
They took the chairman.
Barry.
You can't do those kind of things to people and expect them to come back and be conciliatory and vote for you. It's not going to happen. And I will tell you, Buzhak is polling about 8% or more. That is a big number. Those numbers I've heard
from a
fairly good source.
Well, Tea Party Bob, thank you, the Gem State Patriot. Let me get the panel to react. Thank you, sir.
Right.
Bye-bye. Now, you're foaming at the mouth. By the way, to our friend Max listening in D.C., no one's eating a granola bar. China was unwrapping something. Go ahead, please. We have to make sure. Those mics are powerful here.
Okay, so a straw poll at a... what percent of the total vote is that? I mean, Bujak has to pull probably between 10 and 15%. So like I was saying, it remains to be seen how many of the Russ Fulcher supporters he can co-opt and bring them to the polls on election
day.
You
say his message is resonating, though.
It is resonating, but to what percent?
Well,
we don't know.
Going back to Dustin's point, by the way, Dustin did win the last segment, so we're tied up here at 580KIDO. Does Senator Fulcher need to be more forthcoming in his support for the governor? China.
Is that for me?
Mm-hmm. Well, Dustin already said that he does.
I don't speak for Russ Fulcher. He decides.
You're not going to answer the question?
I don't know what he's doing for the governor.
I'll speak for him. If he wants the Republicans to win, he needs to step up and take one for the team. Like at one time show favorite Congressman Labrador, who's, you know, taking one for the team. Where's Senator Fulcher? Where's the unification? You don't want to speak? That's fine. Dustin, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think with the party, all fringes of the party need to step up and unite behind the governor. That's how we win elections in this state. Sitting on the sidelines and having apathy does not win elections. To quote Ronald Reagan, a big tent is a successful tent in the Republican Party. That's one of the issues we have nationwide and in this state. The party needs to unite, and the ones that are in the other part of the minority need to step up and support the governor.
What about Tea Party Bob's point at 580KIDO that the conservatives were attacked, they were vilified? Heck, they took the chairman.
Well, you know, that's the, you know, once you have a new executive director and chairman of the party, that's when you should unite around that person. That's what we've always done in this state. That's what we've done to unite the party, and that's what needs to happen in this state.
Is that happening now?
It's starting to, but I got to be honest, we had a slow go because, as you all know, what happened at the convention. But at this point, it shouldn't be about personalities. It shouldn't be about concessions. It should be uniting the party here in the state of Idaho.
Well, it would have been a lot easier if there were concessions, but there weren't, and that's what the conservatives wanted. But
all
they
right.
didn't do it, so it's slow.
Fair enough. We continue on. Lots of questions for the panel all of a sudden. Hit me with your best shot, Daryl at 580KIDO. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, good morning, Kevin and the panel. I think the otter team or the executive, the elites in the Republican Party have disenfranchised the actual voter. Most people I know are saying that they're going to vote, but that's one spot they're going to leave blank because they're not going to give Otter the vote. And I've heard that all the way up even into Kootenai County and around the state. But if they want to clean up the party, they're going to have to do something with the grassroots people. You can't leave them out and trying to take over the precinct committeemen is real vital to the people's vote, especially when Otter says he's not going to follow the platform or the rules. So how can you unite the party when it's split that way?
All right, Daryl, thank you for the call from the Canyon County Tea Party. We go to Dustin.
I have not heard that, Kevin, about someone leaving that blank, so I really don't have an answer for that.
Wow, I hear that all the time.
Yeah, I would have to say we run in different circles. That's why we have you here, but I have heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that the governor is trying to do the outreach. And, you know, back to the point, and I know, you know, again, you're China, with respect to you, you're very emotionally attached to this issue for obvious reasons. You're not the detached cerebral assassin that Dustin is here at 580KIDO. However, now that was a compliment, Dustin. That was a compliment. However, what does it mean from the establishment wing, for the people you talk to, that Congressman Labrador is actively campaigning for the governor?
Well, Congressman Labrador will tell you this, and it's what I've been saying all morning. Once you've won the primary and you move on to the general and you have a new director of the party, that's what we do in this state is you unite. And Congressman Labrador understands that. It's the best thing for the party. Anytime you're divided, that's how people lose elections. Yeah. And, Kevin, we all know when you lose elections, there are consequences.
There are consequences. We go to our friend Craig in Boise at 580KIDO for China Gum and Dustin Cook with Kevin Miller. Hello, Craig.
Good morning. To begin with, I voted for Russ Fulcher because I thought he would probably be a better candidate than the governor. However, Russ Fulcher didn't win. And if, unless we want an anti-gun, pro-tax socialist, basically, from what my taking is of A.J. Polukoff in office, people have to mature and do exactly what the gentleman was talking about, and that's saying, come together. Am I happy about seeing what happened as far as the state Republican caucus and all? No, not at all. However, we have two choices now. We either probably vote for Governor Otter or we get A.J. Polukoff. And, I mean, it comes down to that. It's that simple. And people can play as many rhetorical games as they want and philosophize all they want. However, if we don't do this, we're going to get something we really don't want in this state.
Greg, thank you for the call. Now, can the panel, can you two stay for a little while longer?
Yes.
Sure.
I really don't want to call you the panel. With all due respect, that's the Saturday Morning Crew. So our Hit Me With Your Best Shot contestants continue on here. At 580KIDO, let's get back to that, taking one for the team. And then we want to move on. We will continue to take your calls, so Liberal Steve, Pro-Life, and you. Calls available at 580-5436. But we do want to move on to some other issues, same-sex marriage, also education, and the quiz. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning, as I talk over Big Voice Guy. Phone number is 580-5436. We have China Gum with us, and we have Dustin with us, the political correspondent, Dustin Cook. China, anything you want to say before we move on?
I'm ready.
All right, then. Liberal Steve at 580KIDO for the Hit Me With Your Best Shot, folks.
The Hippie With Your Best Shot. Hey, I'd like to thank your panel for putting up with you.
All right. We go to Pro-Life joins us now at 580KIDO. Hello, Pro-Life.
Yeah, you know, they were talking about, Dustin, he was saying, you know, after the primary, then you just get behind the leader and go with whoever that you might have opposed the person. That's the problem with politics, is that you just have to vote for the lesser of evils. And I say that you should never do that, and that's what's created this big mess in America. I have a saying back in 2005, I said that history will record that Christians destroyed America by voting for the lesser of evils. And you should never do that. You should run yourself or vote for somebody that you really believe in. And so, I don't know, people are not going to, we're not going to change that culture overnight. But we need to do something about it. Each one of us has our own responsibility to stand up for what we really believe. And
all right, hang on there, buddy.
All right.
Well, number one, with all due respect, you're not a Republican. You are running on the ticket for another party.
Right, I'm an independent.
Number two, we have a closed primary. That means the Republicans get together and they choose their candidates. I was Russ Fulcher's campaign manager, and I wanted him to win. I really wanted him to win, but the voters decided, and now we have to unite behind who the voters of our party in a closed primary chose.
No, all I'm saying is party politics is a big mess, because if we had multiple parties, then you'd have to have some kind of a consensus at the end, but you could vote for somebody you really believed in instead of the lesser of evils. Now people are going to vote against Governor Otter, and probably... they should. I mean, everybody has their choice, but I vote for who I really believe in. And I don't get very many choices myself, you know.
You vote for you.
Yeah.
No conflict of interest there. 746 at 580KIDO. The Hit Me With Your Best Shot panel continues. Your thoughts on some people that are still very concerned about what happened in the primary? You've got China carrying the water here. What about the others? What do you say to the activists that are very angry?
Well, I mean, that's why we have elections in this state and across the country, Kevin, is, you know, China brings up a great point that we have elections, Governor Otter won, and we should unite behind that party. Now, everybody's, you know, there are several different types of Republicans. We all know that. You have independents, you have some that lean towards the constitutionalists, libertarians, but a lot of them would tell you they're Republicans at the end of the day.
All right, let's go to another issue, and we'll start with China here at 580KIDO. We still have not gotten that last point. How big an issue is Common Core? Many people are mad at the establishment folks for passing Common Core in the schools, but you have A.J. Polukoff and others that like it. Your thoughts on Common Core when you talk to your people?
Well, myself included with my people, we all have very, very valid concerns about the implementation of Common Core. However, that was an issue in the primary.
Was it a mistake, though? And I'm pardon the interruption. Was it a mistake not to further consider it before it was implemented?
I don't want to look back. I want to look forward. Here's the deal. There are several states that have opted out of Common Core, and I think Idaho should be one of them. But the leader of our party and the major candidate from the opposition party, they like Common Core. So, I mean, we can cry about it. We can get mad about Common Core. You know, we could try to make some tweaks here and there, but Common Core is going to happen. And I'm not happy about it, and all of the parents that I talk to are not happy about it. But what are we going to do?
That's a good question. So, Dustin, you have a young woman here, concerned. She's a parent, echoing the needs of a lot of folks here at 580KIDO, and many people, rightly or wrongly, blame Mr. Luna, blame Governor Otter, whether he was involved in it or not, about this Common Core stuff. Was it a mistake to implement this stuff?
Well, I think the governor took the right approach after Props 1, 2, and 3. He formalized a task force that was among Democrats, independents, and Republicans of this state and said, as stakeholders in education, so that was including educators, teachers, superintendents, what do you want for the future students of the state of Idaho? Common Core was brought up. Those were adopted. And the governor, you know, put a lot of heart into that. And I think that speaks volumes.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that with the task force, what they came up with those implementations, that should be go forward into the legislature, and that can be debated. That's why we have...
Just your opinion alone, that wasn't a mistake.
No, it was not a mistake.
Fair enough. 749, 580-KIDO, more coming up. We'd love to hear from you, 580-5436. Dustin and China and Dustin, would like to take your calls. How do you like this experience so far?
It's awesome.
All right, we go to traffic now at 580.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
7:54, Kevin Miller in the morning. China Gum with us, Dustin Cook with us, as we've spent most of the hour talking about the gubernatorial race and the love fest that followed. Now we go to the quiz, and we talk to our politicos about, well, you know, what they truly know about politics. And we start with national politics. And folks, those of you that know, whenever you know the answer, just raise your hand here in the magic of radio. I will call on you, and we will do this. Let's start with something easy. Name me the Republican, one of the Republican nominee in 2008. We can't raise. Yeah, well, you know, what we're going to do is your first name will be your buzzer. That will be the national Republican nominee. Oh, China.
John McCain.
Oh, good, China. One for you. Dustin, you've got to pay attention. You got to.
I raised my hand.
No,
Kevin.
No, raise your hand anymore. Just call out your first name as the buzzer. We have to go with the buzzers now here at 580KIDO. So the listeners are involved. In 2004, who was the Democratic nominee for the presidency? And you got to call out your name. That's your buzzer.
China.
China, go ahead, please.
I think it was John Kerry.
John Kerry! Ooh, Dustin, not looking good for you.
I thought we were talking local politics today.
Dustin, you held a party for President Bush in 2004. Come on.
Yeah, Dustin, come on. All right, we continue on here at 580KIDO. Who was the Secretary of State before John Kerry?
Dustin.
Dustin.
Miss Clinton. Ooh. Hillary Clinton.
What is it, 2-1 now? Is that right?
2-1.
2-1. All right, here at 580KIDO. We continue on. Let me see. Who was the president before Jimmy Carter?
Dustin.
Dustin.
That would be Gerald Ford.
Ooh, tied up here a piece. Here we go. Who ran against Governor Otter 4 years ago for the Democratic? Who was the Democratic
China.
Nominee? China.
Keith Allred.
Ooh, 3-2 here. It's heating up at 580KIDO. What is the name? No, we can't really do that. Let's see. Folks, it's getting tough here. The panel's giving me a hard time. We've only got about a minute left here, so I guess this will be for all the marbles, and it will be, well, let's see. All right. Who was the vice president in the first Bush administration?
Dustin. Repeat the question, Kevin, please.
China.
You can't repeat the question.
Oh, China.
The first Bush administration.
The first Bush administration.
That would be George H.W. Bush.
So Herbert Walker.
Yes.
That would be Dan Quayle.
Wow. We're tied up here with 20 seconds left here at 580KIDO. I'm trying to think of a final question for the panel here. I'm kind of stumped. All right. Let's go to the fourth president of the United States. Who would that be? Let's just leave it at a tie. We go to Dave Burnett with traffic at 580KIDO. There we have it, 7:59. Unfortunately, the panel is tied up here. China, you took this very seriously. What are your thoughts here?
On the quiz or on the panel?
Exactly. Dustin, your thoughts on your experience today?
Great. Fourth president of the United States, Mr. Madison.
Thank you. Better late than never. China, your
Thank
thoughts?
Thank you, Google. Good job,
I
Dustin.
I didn't Google that.
Your thoughts on your experience today?
I had a good time. Thank you for having me.
Right?
Thank you, Kevin, as well.
Oh, well, you know, and by the way, we just offered John Bujak time to come on. Well, wait a minute. He might be on Tuesday before the big debate. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Keep it here. More coming up next. 580KIDO. Thank you, panel. Serving.